Hi, this is Mo Oster, MISNI's Senior Vice President for Advocacy. I lead a team of lobbyists fighting for you in Albany and sometimes in Washington, D.C. This week, our advocacy activities took us to New York City, where I had the privilege to testify on behalf of the Medical Society of the State of New York in a trial that started this past Monday in federal court related to a class action lawsuit filed by MISNI and several office-based surgery providers in 2016. The lawsuit argued that United's Healthcare's failure to pay facility fees to out-of-network office-based surgery providers is contrary to the terms of United's health benefits plan and the requirements of the federal ERISA law. MISNI has long held policy positions adopted at various House of Delegates meetings calling for legislation or regulation which ensures a separate payment of a facility fee to OBSs which reflect the additional and significant costs of accrediting and maintaining an office-based surgical practice. The trial is supposed to go through at least today, but we do not know yet when a decision will be reached. Now, ordinarily, our advocacy activities are geared towards members of the New York State Legislature and, on occasion, members of our congressional delegation. In our advocacy to resolve health insurer claim hassles brought to us by physicians are directed towards state regulators in the offices of the Department of Financial Services and the Department of Health. But there have been multiple times over the last two decades where claim resolution problems are so pervasive that MISNI, together with affected physicians or other physician associations, have had to resort to the courts, such as the historic multi-state lawsuits against much of the health insurance industry 15 years ago that ultimately resulted in far-reaching legal settlements that provided a number of important protections to physicians and their patients in their dealings with insurance companies. Some of these protections were then codified into law. If you are not already aware, MISNI has a very effective ombudsman service provided through our Director of Payment and Practice, Heather Lopez, that has assisted countless MISNI member physicians in helping to get their claims paid when health insurers inappropriately deny and delay payment. To contact her, you can email her at hlopez, H-L-O-P-E-Z, at mssny.org. There are a number of steps that can be taken when a physician presents a claim hassle to her. She may contact the insurer on your behalf, or if complaint cannot be resolved that way, she can bring it to a state investigative office to resolve. If there are a significant number of complaints of the same type that cannot be resolved through contacts with the insurer or through a state agency, it may form the basis for legislation. Some of these include bills that are high on MISNI's advocacy agenda, like legislation to significantly restrict health insurer prior authorization and repeat prior authorization requirements, and legislation to require a meaningful opportunity to challenge a health insurer decision to non-renew a physician participation contract. Finally, of course, when there is a reasonable legal basis for doing so, MISNI may file or join a lawsuit to resolve an aberrant insurer practice. Now, let me shift gears and again urge physicians to make it a point to join us for our virtual Physician Advocacy Day on Tuesday, March 8th. You will hear from several legislative leaders regarding their goals for healthcare policy this year and have the opportunity to ask questions of them. For the next several weeks, MISNI's chief legislative advocacy focus will be on the litany of state budget items that will affect healthcare delivery both in a positive and negative way. Governor Hochul's proposed budget sets forth a number of positive initiatives, including ensuring that care for telehealth services will be paid by health insurers similar to what is paid for comparable services delivered in person. It increases funding for the Doctors Across New York Loan Repayment Program to provide assistance to younger physicians who agree to serve for a number of years in an underserved area. It increases Medicaid payments, and it increases low and no-cost health insurance options for patients that earn too much to qualify for Medicaid. However, there are also some very concerning proposals. Physicians must oppose a proposal that would force the 17,000 physicians enrolled in the excess medical malpractice insurance program to have to pay upfront for this coverage and then hope to be reimbursed by the state. Physicians are urged to oppose proposals to remove existing collaboration requirements for nurse practitioners practicing in primary care, as well as proposals to enable pharmacists to perform numerous lab tests like diabetes, HIV, and STD diagnoses, without any coordination with a physician. And then there's a concerning proposal that would make it far easier for a health insurer to prevail in a surprise bill independent dispute resolution proceeding by permitting the insurer to introduce their self-determined in-network median payments. The Advocacy Day will also present an opportunity for physicians to advocate for numerous pieces of legislation to address various health insurance claim hassles, such as reducing excessive prior authorization requirements. Please look to today's e-news or on the MISNI website for how you can register for Tuesday, March 8th. And please urge your colleagues to join us as well. Turning to upcoming educational events, we again urge you to place on your calendar Wednesday, February 16th at 7:30 a.m. for the next MISNI Medical Matters program, The Impact of the COVID Pandemic on Racial and Ethnic Minorities, with faculty Dr. Yvette Calderon. Thank you very much again for taking the time to listen to this podcast and for your ongoing commitment to MISNI, your County Medical Society, and your patients. We will speak again next week.